Peter Denton with the Max Newsbeat. Myall Lakes MP Steve Bromhead says rail travellers on the Mid-North Coast can rest easy after a decision not to change staffing. Mr Bromhead says he's indicated all along six staff will remain at the Taree Station.
There will be six full-time staff at Taree Railway Station. Every train will have staff there, even the one at 1:30 in the morning. Not only that, we've got money in the budget this year to kickstart the planning for a new XPT fleet, $700 million to be spent on that fleet. No trains have been cut, no coaches have been cut.
Safety improvements to the Pacific Highway continue south of Nabeaq, with the state government providing $960,000 for work through the Black Spot Roads program. The work in the area of Croker's Road includes the installation of a wire rope safety barrier to reduce the severity of motor vehicle crashes. Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams has announced the introduction of a refund container deposit scheme in New South Wales, set to drive down litter across the local region. Mrs Williams says the scheme will commence July 2017. And mobilising collectors, the Salvation Army is urging locals to spare a few hours later this month for the annual Red Shield door knock. And in sport, the Wingham Sporting Complex will be a hive of league action as the undefeated Tigers go head-to-head Saturday with the Taree City Bulls. The remainder of the round is played in the Hastings. The regional stadium has the Port Sharks and Old Barn meeting Saturday, while the Port Breakers plays Macleay Valley Sunday. Foster Tuncurry travels to Wauchope to meet the Blues at Lang Bain. That's the Max Newsbeat for now.